Hey everyone, John here, and welcome to our Q&A session, our live Q&A session for the final part of the product creation workshop. As usual, guys, please let me know you can hear me and you can see my screen. And then we can get on. Always a little pause here. I need... Oh, brilliant. Right, Xavier can hear me. Screening okay. Kerry can hear me. Hi, Pauline. Okay, we've only got a handful of people on tonight. I mean, obviously, you know, with it being the last session. But I'm going to need questions from you guys, okay? As you can see, if we look, I've got 8 questions here, which I basically took from the Facebook group. I've just basically scoured the whole group and look for any questions, and obviously I created a thread today asking for questions. So obviously, if there's anything you want me to try and answer, just type it in the question box and I'll do my very, very best. If we need to, I'll even unmute you and we can chat. If that's something you really want to do, you'll have to just raise your hand to do that. But we'll, you know, I'll get through these questions first and hopefully you'll have some more questions for me. So tonight's content is dependent on you. Obviously, remember this is live. I haven't really rehearsed the answers for the questions I've got. And obviously, anything you ask me live, I do my very, very best to answer anything. And going forward with the program, I just want to let you guys know before we start, when it's all over, which it will be after, you know, the training will be sort of formally over tonight, but there still might be more material going in. I actually plan to relaunch this because obviously I have all of the content now. And when I do, there'll probably be more content coming in. So as long as you guys are on the update list, you're going to find out about that. And anything that does get updated in the future, you guys are going to get free access to as well. Okay? Right then. So, first of all, let me go through. And see, Sam's already asked me a nice question. That's good. Okay. Right then. So, the first question. Which platform do you recommend for our launches and why? I recommend JVZoo. And there's a couple of reasons. The first reason is I think JVZoo has now become the biggest marketplace online. We've got ClickBank. We've got places like Deal Guardian. We've got their Warrior Plus. But JVZoo is, you know, it's become so big. I don't know if everyone knows this, but JVZoo, if everyone knows adaptive payments where, you know, payment is made and then it can be split up into different parties, such as Fiverr. Everyone probably knows what Fiverr is, where you get paid $5, but Fiverr automatically take the dollar from you. That's adaptive payments. JVZoo is the biggest adaptive payment processor for PayPal. That's how big JVZoo has become. affiliates know, like, and trust JVZoo. They know they're going to get paid, which is a big thing. And so affiliates are very, very confident using the JVZoo platform. Not just that, as someone who was relatively new, you really can put something on JVZoo and it can just go mental, it can explode. If you get the right APCs, affiliates will find you. Because obviously the way JVZoo displays APCs, you know, it's not uncommon for someone to just have a soft launch and then it just to go crazy. You know, get product of the day and sell thousands of copies. It happens quite often. That's a lot harder with the likes of ClickBank and other platforms because of the way they display their products. Okay, so straight away, you know, 9 times out of 10, I say stick with JVZoo. The only time I would maybe say don't use JVZoo is if you're making a sort of claim what might involve earnings and things like that, where PayPal may have a problem. Just remember, at the end of the day, you're using PayPal to process payments. And that side, you know, if you're doing something like that, you might want to go with another platform. Or high ticket stuff can be expensive to process on JVZoo. For example, my partnership success program, which is a $2,000 program, costs about $100 to take a $2,000 payment, which is a lot. So I use ClickBank, okay, which still costs a bit, but it's just the preferred way of doing that. And also, all of the training I've done for you guys has been using JVZoo. So obviously, if you're following the program and you want to use a different processor, you might find it a little bit harder. So I hope that answers that question. What I will do as well, I'll see if I can just follow on. If you want to follow when I'm answering a question, just type away and I'll see if there's anything I can follow up. Okay. That one's okay. Right, another question. How much notice do you recommend giving to affiliates at a minimum prior to launch to give them enough time to get behind your launch? I think a bare minimum should be 30 days if you're having a big launch. I mean, you might turn something around quickly, which obviously with the training I gave you, it is possible for you to turn something around in a couple of days, which means you can only give affiliates a couple of days notice. But if you want to plan a really, really big launch, you should give your affiliates a good 30 days notice. Now, the main reason is you want to be able to focus on recruiting affiliates. You know, you don't want to be announcing a launch and then frantically trying to put your product together. You need to make sure everything is complete and then try and give 30 days notice. More if you can. You know, there's nothing wrong with giving 60 days, for example. But before you do all of that, try and make sure your product is complete, because then you can focus on recruiting affiliates. You know, if you announce a launch and the product isn't done, you are then frantically trying to get your product ready for launch. Okay, so try and make sure your product is complete. And like I say, if you can get the more notice you can give affiliates, the better. I mean, someone like myself, I have launches booked right up until April, you know, April this year. So I'm literally 90 days ahead, sometimes more, with product launches. And sometimes people are coming to me, you know, they've got a launch in a week or two's time, and it's something I would really like to get behind, but I can't because I'm committed to something else. But if someone comes to me and says, look, I've got a launch going on in, you know, 30 to 60 days, we can usually work something out. You know, for example, my partnership with Success Students, part of the program guarantees a promotion from me. So I make it, you know, part of the criteria is, look, we have to go 30 to 60 days in the future so I can get behind and promote your launch. And I always recommend that the product's complete and everything so they can focus on recruiting affiliates. Just following up on that, David's asking, do you really need to launch, or can you just make a product live in the marketplace and hope affiliates find it? Yes, David, you can. I mean, for example, once you've done this a few times, you will build an affiliate list. You know, as I've showed you through the training, you will build an affiliate list and you will build a subscriber list and you will build a list through JVZoo. Now, when you've done this a few times, you're in a position then where you can quickly launch a product. And you can let your affiliates know, you can let your subscribers know, and you can let your JVZoo customers know. And sometimes that's enough to get the ball rolling. And even if you haven't got a list at all, you can put something on JVZoo and it can take off. Like I said at the start, one of the reasons JVZoo is so good is because if you put a really good product out there and APCs are high, it can literally take off. I mean, obviously in an ideal world, though, you will be announcing the launch, you will be building up a buzz. But, you know, if it's something you're quickly turning around, you know, you spend half a day, re-editing a product and you want to just quickly get it out there, then you can. Right, this question, a very good question, actually, this one. What would you say... I really should have took names, shouldn't I? Refer to people. So I do apologize for everyone who's asked these questions. What would you say is the quickest product to create so we can get something out sooner rather than later? The quickest product to create is a simple report, you know, just a simple PDF that you can repurpose. You can easily take a PLR report, repurpose it, and put it out in a matter of hours. But I would always say try and, you know, add something to it. For example, take a report and create a presentation, or take a report and turn it into an audio, or take a report and create some video training. To be honest, once you get the hang of doing this, you could create just about anything in a matter of a day or two. If once you get the hang of this, and once you know the process, you could easily take a 15 chapter report, create 15 modules of video training, or 15 modules that include a presentation and video training. You could probably get that done in maybe 48 to 72 hours and have a product ready. But yeah, the quickest way, if you really are looking for something to really turn around fast, I would say, you know, take something that's, a report or something, quickly rewrite that or quickly repurpose it and put that out there. Okay, someone's asking, I'm using InstaTheme instead of OptimizePress. Is there any big reasons to use OP instead? I think that's supposed to say use OP instead. To be honest, you can use any theme you want. You can use any product. You know, you can use. You don't have to use WordPress. You can use HTML. You can use Dreamweaver. You can use anything you want. It really is up to you. I'm just showing you the tools I use, which is OP2, WordPress, and all of the tools I use. Now, one advantage of OP2 over some platforms out there is it's everything you need. When my students go through my partnership program, you know, they're using OptimizePress from week two because they're adding a theme. You can use it for a regular blog. You can then use it for your sales page, your GV page, your affiliates page. You can build a members area. It's really a one-stop shop for absolutely everything. And that's one of the main reasons I use OP2. You know, you can create beautiful looking pages with OP2 with very, very little experience. And now I'm not saying the theme doesn't do that. What I'm saying is OptimizePress 2 is my theme of choice. And, you know, the guys at OptimizePress, James Dyson, is constantly updating, constantly improving. And it's a product that's there for the long term. I mean, he came up with OptimizePress 1, and it must be at least 5 or 6 years ago, if not longer. You know, he was continuing to support that, and he will do the same with OptimizePress 2. But, like I said, you can use absolutely anything you want. It's just something you're comfortable with. Okay, do you hire a bookkeeper to sort out the taxes you pay once you generate income from selling a product on GVZoo? The first thing I'm going to say is I'm not legally qualified to offer tax advice and things like that. All I can tell you is what I do, okay? I had a couple of years when I first started this. I mean, we are going back to 2004. I was up and running after about 6 months of making money. I set my business up and I paid tax the following year. I hired an accountant from day one. I strongly believe, me personally, that whatever you pay an accountant, he will save you anyway. You know, I don't know the ins and outs of tax laws and you know, how to sort of work figures out and things like that, but my accountant does what he does for a living. So I'm not going to work out my own tax when I can pay an accountant to do it effectively, efficiently, and probably help me pay less tax. At the end of the day, we all want to pay what we owe, but that's all we want to pay. We don't want to pay more. So I hired an accountant from day one. After about 3 years, I actually moved to another accountant who had more experience with online, you know, the online game. That my first accountant was mostly dealt with brick and mortar businesses, as most accountants do. But my new accountant, who really knows his stuff, you know, deals with a lot of online businesses. I've actually recommended him to a lot of people. So anyone in the UK, if you're looking for an accountant, I might be able to hook you up. But you know, at the end of the day, you should be paying your tax. Don't think because you've made it, you know, just a few hundred dollars, you shouldn't pay tax. If that's any advice I give you, don't miss that out, because just think about this for a moment. If you do have success, and then the government, whatever country you're from, decides they want to check your history, every single sale you make through PayPal or GVZoo is on record. You can't get out of that. You know, if you took a cash payment, you know, we all know if you take a cash payment, there's less chance of a record being kept. But if you're, everything online is recorded. So, you know, I mean, the Inland Revenue can come to me, or I think it's the IRS in the US can come, you know, they can go to you and ask for to see however many years worth of accounts, and they can get that. And they can actually go straight to PayPal and request that information. You don't even get a say in that. So the last thing you want is to maybe have a half decent year, not pay any tax, and then become successful and then, you know, have an audit, as they call it, I think, and everything's, you know, backdated. So yes, pay your taxes. And use an account. That's the best advice I could give. But like I said, I am not qualified, if you know what I mean. And someone is just asking, let me see who this is. David's asking, does JVZoo handle the new VAT requirements? Do they withhold VAT and pay it out for you? They do handle the new VAT requirements, but they don't withhold the VAT. You have to add it to your end cost. ClickBank does. One advantage ClickBank has over JVZoo is they take the VAT on your behalf. So if you put all of your payments through ClickBank, you wouldn't have to worry about that VAT rule. And just for the record, guys, you know, for this new VAT rule that came out on the 1st of January, there's lots of different bits of advice going on. I've even heard of people stop giving up their business, you know, because of this rule. My accountant's told me it's not really something big to worry about. And what I can take from it, and again, I am not qualified. This is just my personal opinion from what I'm taking from it. For example, this product right now, I do not have to pay VAT on because I'm training you live. Do not have to pay VAT on. It might be a different case when I'm selling the recordings, but as long as I put some live element in there, it's not a digital product. It's live training. So the some of the advice that's going out there at the moment is if you can include any sort of live training in your products or live support, which could mean a support desk with a live chat feature or a Facebook group, access to a Facebook group, which means you're going in live and offering advice, that should, again, please don't quote me, that should exempt you from the digital rule, okay? But I'm not, you know, there's lots of different counter arguments. You know, people say, well, you're selling a digital product, things like that. But I put it to my accountant. I've done a little bit of research online. He's done his research online, and apparently everything is fine in that department. Now, if the government decides they want to, you know, come after me for VAT in the future, well, that's something I'll deal with when that happens. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm running my business legally, have done since day one, and I've got nothing to worry about. Okay, John's just saying, let me see. JVZoo doesn't seem to invoice with any VAT, whilst ClickBank always does. It seems to know you're in the UK. Is this your experience or do you need to set something up in JVZoo? It's a brand new feature in JVZoo. Literally, it got put in about, well, I think it got put in for the 1st of January. There's a section in JVZoo where I think you announce any updates, but there's definitely a feature where you can add VAT. Let's say, for example, someone from Italy. You can charge whatever rate Italy support you're supposed to charge for Italy. Or you can block Italy. Now, there's another counter argument by saying you're not really supposed to do that. You know, you're not supposed to block countries that can be seen as discrimination. But then there's another counter argument where say as well, if you can't speak Italian, you can't support that country. So there's so much confusion over this VAT law that, you know, there's always a counter argument. But JVZoo let you choose a country, choose a VAT that you charge, and then it gets put on the price of the product. And then obviously that means you're collecting the VAT and then you pay it. Or you can choose to block that country altogether, which is not something I would do personally. Don't stop people from giving you money. You know, I wouldn't do it. Right. As a newbie, do you upgrade your PayPal to business when selling on JVZoo? Okay. When you set up an account with PayPal, you can set up a standard account, which is what I did the first time around. It was a standard business account when I first started because I got started on eBay, and my very very first account was a standard business account. But in the early days, and this is some advice I give you, what you know when you're first starting out. In the early days, I was using a personal bank account with a PayPal business account, which is it's not something that they're going to shut you down for, which is something you shouldn't do. I sort of didn't keep a business and personal separate. Now, while it's not illegal to have personal and business information on a bank account, it gets messy. So what I quickly learned was, and this is something you should do, is open a business account. Okay, everyone can do that. I mean, even if you know you're in a situation where let's just say for example you've got bad credit, there's always a way to get a business account open. And there's always a bank will accommodate you. Open a business account. Open a PayPal business account, okay? So you keep in there, then everything you do with your business goes through your PayPal business account, which is linked to your business bank account. And then open a PayPal personal account, which is linked to your PayPal personal email address. So when you're buying something, say on eBay, you know, if you're buying, something personal, like a new shirt, and you're buying it on eBay, actually you could technically put that through your business if it was for work, but if you're buying something, you know, for personal use, then you use your personal PayPal account to pay for it. And if you're buying something for business use, you can use your business account to keep them separate. PayPal lets you have one business and one PayPal account. And I do believe, and again, please don't quote me, but I do believe in the US, you can even have sub-business PayPal accounts. We're not allowed that in the UK, but I know you, for example, you could have three or four different business accounts as sub accounts on a main PayPal account. I'm sure that's allowed as well. But I just have one business account, one personal account with PayPal, and that's it. And everything that's for business goes through the business account, and obviously everything that's personal goes through the personal account. And that way, at the end of the tax year, I give my accountant all of my statements, obviously, nearly everything's done online. There's a few little invoices here and there for, you know, for let's say I go to PC World to buy a new laptop or something. That's something that would be classed as a purchase where I need a receipt. But most of the time I'll buy online anyway, and it just goes through the account, and all the invoices get printed off. And my, at the end of the year, the accountant just gets everything. I sign a piece of paper, you know, I pay my tax and I'm done. That's the way I you know, that's the way I want it to be, okay? David is just following on from PayPal. I hear so much about PayPal freezing people's accounts. Is this a common problem? Okay, this is definitely not as common as it used to be. It did, you know, it happened a lot when the Warrior Forum and Warrior Plus used to use split payments, and the way they used to work it was, if you paid 50% of commission, the affiliate would take the full payment, then the vendor, then the affiliate, then the vendor. We used to rotate, and that caused massive problems with refunds and things. I'm not saying Warrior Plus is responsible for people losing their accounts, but it did cause problems. They've changed the way they do things now. Everything's using adaptive payments, but it's not as bad as it used to be. I think what PayPal used to do, they used to say someone on the Warrior Forum is selling a get-rich-quick product, and there'd be issues with refunds, and you know, the product was promising, you know, I don't know, how to make $10,000 a week after 30 days. It's you know, it's not something that is easily believed. I mean, imagine if you're a PayPal rep looking at something like that. And that's one reason I said at the start of the webinar, you know, if you're making crazy claims, you're putting yourself out there to have a flag raised with PayPal. If someone, you know, PayPal see your sales page and you're making crazy claims, you are going to put yourself in a position where you could get frozen, you know, where you lose your account. But as long as you're doing everything above board, you're not making crazy claims, you're not promising the earth, and you're not, you know, you're using false screenshots and things like that, and income claims, you should have no problems. And I do sell Make Money Online products. This is one of them. I mean, this is it's a sort of Make Money Online product, but I don't, if you look at my sales page, I don't ever promise, you know, you're going to be making X amount of money, and you know, I teach you in this product how to create a product that will make you money. And so that's how I choose to word it. The problem is definitely not as bad as it used to be. It's very, very rare you hear of people getting frozen accounts now. The reason most people get a frozen account for now is the opposite reason, David. Let's say, for example, you have a launch tomorrow. Let's say your PayPal account is quite new. You have a launch. It does really well. You get product of the day. You get a ton of affiliates promoting. You sell 1,500 copies of a $10 product. Then PayPal are going to, that's going to raise a flag, and PayPal are going to want you to know where that money's coming from. They're going to look at that. You're going to look at what you're selling. They might freeze your account while they're looking into it, but it's very, very rare you will be shut down just for having a lot of, you know, a lot of volume. And as you become more established, you'll find that, you know, that doesn't really happen. I mean, I've had launches where, I mean, for example, product launch control in August, we put $83,000 through the account in 2 weeks, and nothing happened. I didn't even let PayPal know, because I've had my PayPal account since 2002, I believe. Or could be even earlier. I've never had, you know, my refund rate is super low. PayPal know, you know, obviously after 10 years plus that my account is in good standing. But if you're brand new and you have a ton of sales and your product is a little bit geared towards make money or get rich quick, that's when you could face problems. Okay. It's all about common sense more than anything else. I mean, you know, as long as you're like not making outlandish claims. And another thing as well, you want to make sure you're selling a good quality product, because you don't want to have a 10, 15% refund rate. That could cause problems as well. If you're unsure, you know, if you're really, really paranoid, use ClickBank. Get approved through ClickBank. And one thing I can add as well, when you use ClickBank, as opposed to when you're using JVZoo, ClickBank approve your sales page. So they will tell you if there's something you need to change. When you sell through JVZoo or PayPal, there's no one approving. You know, there's no one from PayPal saying, yeah, that page is okay. So just bear that in mind as well. Pauline is asking, would you think that it is allowed to charge internet courses and tutorials, etc., to a business account? If you mean buying, Pauline, yes, absolutely. If you open up a business account and you're getting into the online business, let's say you want to, you know, become a Kindle author and you're trying to sell books on Kindle, and that's all you want to do, you really want to focus on that, you can go and buy any amount of internet marketing courses that's teaching you how to get more traffic, how to build a list, how to sell more Kindle books, how to create Kindle books, anything like that can go through your business account, because that's an investment. Any online courses I buy, in fact, anything I buy, you know, anything from JVZoo goes through my PayPal account from my business. because you're investing in your business. So that's a little bonus, you know, obviously you will save, that will come off your profit at the end of the year. So if you invest $2,000 in a training program, you're really only paying $1,500. This is the UK. You're really only paying about $1,500 for it once it comes off your profit. Curry is asking, could you list a product both on ClickBank and JVZoo? Yes, and I've done that. I've done that with Simple Traffic Solutions. I do believe, SimpleTrafficSolutions.com is ClickBank. SimpleTrafficSolutions.com/special is on JVZoo. It can be done. What you have to do, though, is make sure everything is kept separate. So I've got three upsells with Simple Traffic Solutions. The upsells need to be kept separate from, you know, through ClickBank and JVZoo. I don't want someone buying through ClickBank and then seeing the JVZoo upsell. I also have to have two separate members areas because they upsell further products in the funnel. So if someone promotes on ClickBank, I have to make sure every product in the funnel and in the members area is offered via ClickBank to give the affiliate, you know, their commission. Vice versa, if I sell through JVZoo, I have another members area, what then just promotes everything through JVZoo. Because one thing you don't want to do is, you know, do anything what can sort of stop your affiliates earning more than they should. But yes, you can do. You can do it on any amount of platforms. You know, you just need a separate page, separate upsells, and separate thank you page or separate members area. Mark is asking, do you use the same designers for your sales pages or do you use a variety of designers? Actually, let me just, what I should be doing. Let me just see if I can do this. This will be better for the actual recording at the end. So, Mark is asking, do you use the same designers for your sales page, or do you use a variety of designers? I use the same guy, Steve at GFX1, GFX01.com. I think it is. Let me see. GFX1graphics.com. That's the guy I use. The link is in the members area. The same guy I've used for a long time. He knows his stuff. He seems to be able to read my mind when I want stuff. It's amazing. And then, you know, if anyone who's bought a graphics from Steve at JFX1 will know, he can usually turn stuff around in a matter of hours. You know, I go to him for quick ebook covers and quick graphics, and literally 20 minutes later, it's done. It's unbelievable. Okay. All right, this one's a long one. So you see, you use Aweber, John, and I have an Aweber account. But I was told by another marketer that to get a buyer's list when launching a product on JVZoo, I would need a GetResponse account because JVZoo is only integrated with GetResponse. So if you only use Aweber, how do you get a buyer's list from JVZoo? JVZoo and GetResponse do have an integration. And if you do set up a GetResponse account, you can use their API feature to automatically add customers to a mailing list, but you can do it with Aweber as well, and you can do it with other, I think, can't remember the name of it. There's a couple of other autoresponders. You just plug it in. All you do is you just need your list name. You plug it in where you set up your product. I did show you that in module 7, or at least covered it. And it's just your Aweber list name goes in, and when someone buys, you automatically get put on your account. But just as a side note as well, I'm actually experimenting with GetResponse. I set up a GetResponse account about 3 weeks ago, and I'm putting JVZoo customers on a GetResponse list. So I am testing things like that. Again, in the future, if I can update, you know, provide any training on that, I will. But I've been using Aweber since 2005, never had any issues, and it integrates with JVZoo just fine. Ray's just adding, another thing I do to keep business separate from personal is use business credit cards for all my business related purchases. Yeah, I'm the same, Ray. I have it. My business bank account is tied. I have a credit card that's tied to it as well. So I usually make purchases on that card, and then it's everything I know is through the business. Yeah, same sort of thing. Okay, if you're launching your product for the first time, and someone, be it he or she, among your audience, see at a webinar or a seminar, I'm guessing as well, ask you whether you have made your first dollar or even $1,000 consistently online, how do you answer that question? Okay, now I think I'm grasping this question. I think what the person is asking is, if you're making claims to be an expert in a particular area and you haven't earned any money, how do you answer that question? Well, the thing is, I don't think anyone should be teaching make money unless they've made money. I do say that happen quite a lot. You know, someone will sell it. I mean, I'll give you an example. I had someone come to me who was selling a traffic product, couldn't get any traffic to the product. Can you see the irony there? You know, you don't want someone who's, would you buy a list building course from someone who's got 10 subscribers? No. Would you buy, you know, a traffic generation course from someone who gets 5 visitors per day? No. So would you buy a make money online course from someone who hasn't made any money? You know, no. You, whatever you're selling, you really should be, you know, you should be at least and have some knowledge in that area and getting results. And as I said in the past, you don't have to be making money to sell, you know, something like a traffic generation product. If you're getting the traffic through methods that you're teaching, you know, you can sell that product. List building. If you are getting results, you know, a lot of these courses, I'll try and reword this. If you're a newbie, right, and you're selling something that's list building, let's say you're getting 10 subscribers a day, and most people wouldn't think that's very good, or 20 subscribers a day. But if you've done that from zero in 10 days, people want to know how you're doing it, if you're doing it consistently. If you've gone from zero to in 14, 21 days getting 500 visitors per day, people will want to know how you do that. If you've gone from zero to making $50, $20, $30 a day, again, people will want to know how you do that. So if you're starting out, don't think you have to start earning thousands to teach me money. You just have to have a method what you've got to work. It doesn't matter if it's only $10, $20, $30. As long as it works and you can teach that method, people will be interested, especially when you're first starting out, because someone who is new will relate more to someone else who was just ahead of them, you know, someone else who was just relatively new but getting results. Someone who is new would rather buy from someone like that because it's more achievable. Sometimes people would rather buy from the guy who's just learned how to get 100 visitors per day than the guru who gets 10,000 visitors per day, because that seems like it's out of reach. So, you know, that's the best advice I would give in that situation. David is just saying, get response requires special permission from the API single opt-in. Yes, it does, David, but not with JVZoo. If you sign up through their link, you can add customers automatically. I'm quite new to get response. I'm actually trying to get an API approved now for an Evergreen webinar. Okay, so let me just, I've got a few questions that I did see earlier. Let me quickly, by the way, guys, I'm out of questions, so you need to keep them coming or it will be a quick webinar. I'm saying quick, we've gone off over half an hour already. Okay, let's duplicate this. I'm just doing this for the visual. Right, what program do you use to convert MP4 to MP3? This one is a tricky one because my son does the conversions, but I use ScreenFlow, which exports a TIFF audio file. ScreenFlow lets you export in audio format, and then I use an MP3 converter, of which there are many online. Go to download.com and just search MP3 converter. Alternatively, if you use Camtasia lets you export in MP3 format. So that's what I use. You know, Camtasia, when I use Windows, which I, you know, I still do from time to time, I use Camtasia. Okay. Okay, suppose I have an idea that I know very well. How and where would you find out if there's any people who want this info product? A way to get rid of bugs and somewhere through recipes, etc. Research. This is Sam asking this, by the way. I would research. You know, as I taught, I do believe in module 2? Let me see. It must have been module 2 or 3. Use ClickBank, use JVZoo, you can use Google as well, but you just do your research. Make sure people are sort of having, if it's something like a way to get rid of bugs in summer, I wouldn't know if that would sell. But if people were constantly, you know, writing about it in forums and saying, look, how do I get rid of this? If people have problems in a particular area, they will usually pay to get rid of that problem. But yeah, the standard methods are going to JVZoo, going to ClickBank, and just seeing if people are selling similar products. Okay. Okay, ad swaps. How and where to find partners? Is it safeswaps.net? Safeswaps.net? Let me just quickly check. Just copy this, because I'm sure that's what it is. Yeah. Safeswaps.net. I've used this service. Let me just quickly make sure this link's going to click. That's in chat now. I've used this service for buying ads, and it does get results, but I'm going to say make sure you do your research. There's a lot of people selling solo ads who basically don't deliver or deliver poor clicks. Do your research. I'm actually promoting, for people who are watching this live, I'm promoting a product this week from Reid Florine, who knows his stuff when it comes to solo ads. It's going to be $4.95 to $9.95 on a dime sale. Look out for that. He is one of the go-to guys, Reid Florine, when it comes to solo ads. Okay, maybe look at what he does. It does work. Just bear in mind, solo ad traffic is usually not as good quality as regular traffic. And for anyone who's wondering what solo ads are, you basically buy clicks. You buy, you know, something like 50 clicks for, you know, $60 or whatever, or you buy 100 clicks for $40. Some people charge different amounts, but just bear in mind that it's usually poor quality traffic. But if you can get solo ad traffic to work, you're doing very, very well indeed. I'm going to answer this question. I don't even know, or you're going to find out in a second. Let me just put this into the video. How to get a lot of views on YouTube, tips and tricks. That is not my area, unfortunately. So I'm going to speak truthfully. I don't know. There's other people out there who know more about getting traffic from YouTube than me. And I would just say, do your research, find someone who's an expert in that area and see what they have to say. I mean, I do put videos on YouTube, but probably not as many as I should. And I mean, sometimes I record videos and host them myself when maybe I should be putting them on YouTube too. You know, I'm probably leaving some money on the table by not doing my YouTube research, but at the end of the day, what I do to get traffic is working for me. And the affiliates promoting my products know how to get traffic from YouTube, so they just promote my products. I mean, if you go to YouTube and search my name, there's tons of people promoting my stuff who know what they're doing. So I just leave it up to them, if that makes sense. Okay. Where to find PLR softwares beside what you gave us? This is Sam. Sam, I did, you know, suggest most of the places. Code Canyon, PLR Monthly, those are the two main places for me for PLR. The Warrior Forum is a good place to get PLR software and PLR material. You know, always keep an eye on the Warrior Forum. Set up some searches so you can be notified of certain keywords. For example, if you're looking for traffic plugin, you can set that up in the Warrior Forum so you are alerted if someone lists something with those keywords. You can set up Google searches as well, where if something new, you know, a new product online, a new website online that matches your keywords, you will receive an email. I actually used to do that a lot with Evie as well. I used to list a product called the 90-Day Power Seller Challenge, which was mine, and I had resale rights. So I had a search term, and that basically 90-Day Power Seller. And every time someone listed it, I would get an email. I was always interested in how many people were selling it. So, you know, you can do things like that as well. But the links I gave you, the likes of Code Canyon is probably one of the best places to go. Now, again, I'm not massively into doing software. Yes, I've done it, but usually Dave Nicholson, who I work with on numerous occasions, does that side of, that side of it, and I'm usually doing the marketing side. But yeah, Quote Canyon, Warrior Forum, things like that. Okay, let me just get back to where I was. Okay. Mark's asking what copywriters do you recommend? I write my own copy, Mark. And if I was looking for a copywriter, it would be someone I know. I mean, to be honest, something I do want to mention is I'm getting Dan Sumner to write some copy for a product I got coming out. Because I think Dan does some fantastic work. Product Launch Control, Dan did the copy. What's his other product? He's got a few products I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Can't remember. If you go to dansumner.com or dansumnerblog.com, you'll see some of his copies. He creates beautiful PDFs as well and copies, so I'm getting him to do some work for me. But he will be working for copy I've already created. If I was going to hire a copywriter, I mean, I don't know how copywriters really work. I would probably go somewhere like the Warrior Forum. There is a copywriting section. And go in there, just see what's going on, see who. No, I wouldn't just go in there and ask. I would have a look around and look at who's doing the good work and who's getting the results. And just by asking online as well, you can ask people who wrote the copy for this, who wrote the copy for that, and you can find out. But a good copywriter wouldn't come cheap. What you can do, Mark, is you can write some copy. You can go to the Warrior Forum and have it reviewed for nothing. Some copywriters will give you their opinion, and then you can give it to a graphics guy, which is what I do. My graphics guy, Steve, just say, can you make that graphical? And then you can do that. So that's something you can do. But yeah, as for recommending anyone, I do it myself, Mark. Claudio's asking, do I need Optimize Press to launch an ebook and upsell of other written material? No, Claudio, you can use anything you want. Just I use Optimize Press. So you can use anything you want to use. Whatever you're comfortable using, you can use. I mean, technically, with JVZoo, if you're selling a PDF, you can actually just upload the PDF. Not that I would recommend that. You want to take people to a download page or a thank you page, but you don't even need hosting. If you really, that's just showing you what the possibilities. But I'd always recommend you, create your own thank you page and things like that. And Claire is just saying, FreeMake video converter for converting any format. Let me just put this in the chat. That is obviously going back to the question where someone asked, how are you converting it before MP3? So there's the name of the product there. Pauline's just saying, I just started buying solo ads from Udemy. Out of 50 clicks, I had 15 opt-ins. That sounds like it's not bad, Pauline, but the real truth will come when you start emailing those 15 opt-ins to see what happens. Curry, this is a good question. I want to cover this one. Let me see. Do I need Amazon S3 to host my own videos? No, but I would recommend it. A lot of people seem to be using YouTube to host their sales videos. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but sometimes an ad will appear on someone's sales page, and it's that just shows inexperience. But and another big marketer was using, I think it was Vimeo, and right on launch day, they closed his video account and his site was down for a couple of hours with no sales video. Why would you want to risk your business by hosting on, an unreliable third-party platform such as YouTube? Now, when I say unreliable, I don't mean the video will go down, but they can remove your video or the settings. Just things can go wrong. Host your own sales videos, and host your own training videos. Amazon S3 and Easy Video Suite make it so easy to do it, and it really does cost you pennies on the dollar to host your own and stream your own. Also, S3 is super reliable. If you are lucky enough to have, a big launch and lots of people promoting, you don't want your videos going down because that will hurt your sales. So, do you need an Amazon S3 account? No. Should you have an Amazon S3 account? Yes. That's my opinion. Ray's just saying, I'm not saying solo ads don't work at all, but I have no luck with them, i.e. no sales and a big group of freebie seekers. Yeah, that's the sort of thing that can happen, Ray. But like I say, if you can turn it around, if you can sort of even break even with solo ads and you're building a list, then obviously, you know, you're doing the right thing. It's all about the quality of the clicks that you're getting sent. Ray is saying, I have wrote copy and I have IM testimonials. I'd be happy to chat with whoever's asking. Ray, do you mind me just giving your full name? I don't suppose you do. It's Ray Boham. Ray is in the Facebook group, so I can't remember who asked. Let me see. It was Mark. Mark, so if you want to go in the Facebook group, you can maybe connect with Ray and then hopefully you'll be able to help each other. Okay, David's asking, would you use a sales copy that PLR products furnish? Was it just going to be duplicating everyone else's too much? I don't think the duplicate issue is an issue with the likes of Google. It's more an issue with the likes of people seeing the same content. If you're going to use sales copy from a PLR product, I would say significantly change it. Change the paragraphs, change the headlines, change the subheadlines. If it's a sales video, you know, make your own. Yeah, you're going to get more, you're going to get better results doing that. I mean, you know, I'll be honest, I have quickly turned stuff around in the past and I have used an existing page, but I wouldn't recommend doing that because once people have seen it and seen it again and seen it again, someone else has said it, it gets confusing for people when they think, you know, John Thorne is selling something that David's selling. It's just weird, you know. The whole point of a PLR product, in my opinion, if you want to really make it your own, is if you have the original product next to the product you've got, you shouldn't be able to tell. And if you can do that, then you're doing it right. So that's a no. I would use that copy to create new copy, if that makes sense. Claudio is just asking, do you recommend using ClickBank to sell a product? Yes, I've used ClickBank for many years. Launched my first ClickBank product in 2006, and I still sell on ClickBank to this day. But JVZoo seems to be getting better results for me at this moment in time. That's, you know, but everyone's different and it depends what you're launching, how you're launching, but there's nothing wrong with using ClickBank at all. Right then, guys, so I'm out of questions. So what we'll do, I'll give it a few more minutes. Hopefully the questions can keep coming in. As long as they keep coming in, I don't mind going for, you know, another half an hour or so. I don't mind one bit. Sam's asking, how long will your Facebook page close for members? If you mean stay open, Sam, it's not going anywhere. The group will be there indefinitely. I'll not be the one shutting that group down. So, and will we be able to send you support tickets? Should we have any? Absolutely. I think I've got the page up. Yeah, just click here. So don't hover down here. Just click support and then click there and submit a ticket. And again, Claudio is asking, we can use both. Yes, you can, ClickBank and JVZoo, not a problem, for the same product. Yes. I mean, I might be able to show you. Might be able to, let me see. See if I've got this right. 99% sure this is the right one. Oh, I've got a problem with that. Oh, what was happening there? No, it's not. I've definitely got it on JVZoo and ClickBank, but I don't know what the URL is. It might be, I'm guessing now, so this might not work. No. I could find out, but yeah, I've got Simple Traffic Solutions on JVZoo and ClickBank, and that is definitely ClickBank. Yeah. Unfortunately, we just quickly... No, I can't find it, sorry. Ria's asking, I used S3 for a recent launch, but I also have AVS, so it's okay to use AVS to host videos for products we're selling. Yes, Ria. I mean, if you use Easy Video Suite, they use S3, so in turn you're using S3 because they upload to S3. If that makes sense. Let me go book back. Okay, so we've got 17 questions answered and a few more. So, Kerry's just saying, thanks for a great product creation workshop. It's been amazing. Thank you so much, Kerry. I'll be honest, it was an experiment. As I said on the page, I wasn't sure how it would go, and it does seem to have gone quite well. I just want you guys to know that it's going nowhere. I said at the start, I just want you to be aware that support is always going to be there, always. The Facebook group is always going to be there. I will be updating because I am going to relaunch this. I'll probably have a big fancy sales page and a big launch, you know, affiliate program, that sort of thing. So, you know, in the coming months, you're going to see a lot more people come in. So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, create a thriving community. And I will also, you know, be updating as and when necessary. Okay. I may even run the whole thing live again. And if I do, existing members will have access, that I can promise, okay? Again, I will let you guys know, as long as you're registered for updates, which I'll just remind you, is, I think, here. You need to register here. I will keep you updated and let you know what's going on, okay? I'm not seeing any more questions, guys, so hopefully, you know, hopefully we've covered everything. Again, if there's something you think of afterwards, just submit a support ticket or go in the Facebook group and ask in there. I'll always do my best to come in and see, you know, I sometimes miss your question, but I do my very best to keep up, you know, because I get a lot of stuff through Facebook, and sometimes I miss a tag and things like that, which I do apologize.